On a dark and cloudy night, two tiny kittens crept out of the cave where they had been born. It was the first time they had set foot outside of the cave. It was so dark that Gobelino could barely see his twin sister Sutika. She was black as the night itself. "What do you want to be when you grow up?" asked Gobelino. "Oh, I'll be a witch's cat like Ma," said Sutika. "I'll learn magic and how to ride a broomstick, and turn mice into frogs and frogs into guinea pigs. I'll fly on the night wind with the bats and the owls saying meow. And people will say, 'There goes Sutika, the witch's cat.'" Gobelino was silent for a long time. Then he said, "I'll be a kitchen cat. I'll sit by the fire with my paws tucked under my chest and purr. When the children of the house come in from school, they'll pull my ears and tickle and tease me. I'll mind the house and chase the mice and watch the baby. And when all the children are in bed, I'll climb onto their mother's lap. And they'll call me Gobelino the kitchen cat." "Don't you want to be bad?"
"No," said Gobelino.
"I want to be good so that people will love me. People don't love a witch's cat." Just then a ray of moonlight fell across the kittens. Sutika hissed and arched her back. "Brother, brother, one of your paws is white!" Everyone knows that witches' kittens are black all over from head to foot, with eyes as green as grass. In the dark, deep cave, no one had noticed, but now the moonbeam lit up one pure white sock, and his lovely eyes were blue. Sutika rushed into the cave.
"Ma! Gobelino has a white sock and blue eyes, and he wants to be a kitchen cat!"
Her mother came to the mouth of the cave. The witch was not far behind. They knocked Gobelino head over heels, cuffed his ears, pulled his tail, and threw him into the darkest, dampest corner of the cave, along with the witch's toads. Later he heard the witch talking to his mother. "Sutika will make a clever little witch's cat, but what shall we do with Gobelino?" When the moon rose, the witch and her cat mounted their broomstick with the two kittens in a bag behind them. They flew so fast that little Gobelino, peeping through a hole in the sack, saw the stars flutter past like a shower of diamonds. It made him dizzy to look down. Sutika mewed with joy, but little Gobelino shivered, and tears of terror dropped onto his front white paw. "Oh, please, please stop, please," he cried, but nobody paid any attention. At last the witch and her broomstick swooped down onto Hurricane Hill. An ugly old hag lived there who agreed at once to take Sutika and train her to be a witch's cat. Sutika was so happy that she hardly stopped to say goodbye to her little brother. She wanted to begin learning how to turn people into frogs and toads into mice. But the hag refused to take Gobelino.
"A witch's cat? With a white paw? No one will want him!"